and I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Public schools in Illinois will soon offer universal mental health screenings to students. This comes after Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the bill into law yesterday. Capital News Illinois reports students in grades 3 through 12 can be screened at least once a year. State Superintendent Dr. Tony Sanders says these screenings will help provide timely and appropriate intervention.
I want to emphasize that this requirement is not meant to be costly on school districts. In fact, it only becomes effective in 2027 once we have a screening tool available at no cost.
Parents will be able to opt out of screenings if they don't want their children to take them. A recent Senate report raises concerns about growing relationships between telehealth companies and drug manufacturers Eli Lilly and Pfizer. Side Effects Public Media's Ben Thorpe reports lawmakers warn the arrangement may lead to conflicts of interest, subpar patient care, and increases in federal health care spending.
Eli Lilly and Pfizer in the past year have launched platforms that connect patients directly with third-party telemedicine providers they partnered with. Lawmakers warn this may incentivize doctors to overprescribe drugs that the companies make. Both Eli Lilly and Pfizer have made big payments for contracts with the third-party telehealth providers, though they emphasize these are not bonuses for prescriptions and aren't affected by prescription volumes. The Senate report also points to a few instances where Eli Lilly made payments to individual healthcare providers who work on those platforms. A spokesperson for Eli Lilly said in a statement that the Senate report, quote, mischaracterizes Lilly's intent in offering patient-focused resources. They did not comment on the payments to individual providers. Pfizer did not respond to our request for comment. I'm Ben Thorpe.
The hunting and trapping seasons for gray fox are closed effective immediately. The IDNR says surveys and preliminary results of current research indicate a substantial decline in gray foxes in the last 10 years. Even though Illinois hunters and trappers harvest very few gray foxes, this closure will prevent their numbers from further declining. Reasons for this decline are complex, but most research indicates that diseases such as canine distemper and competition from coyotes are the primary causes. Gray foxes are found throughout Illinois, but they're most common in the southern part of the state and along the Mississippi and Illinois rivers. This is WSIU.